Well, the Irish folks there in the 5th century, this song was written, Be Thou My Vision. It was translated in English just a couple hundred years ago. And, you know, there was a Patrick was his name, and he was a slave. He was captured. He escapes. He becomes a Christian. He goes back to Ireland. The gospel goes out. And, you know, the gospel can be summed up with four words: God, man, Christ, response. And the good news, the gospel, starts with God. God's the originator. God's the creator. He's the sustainer. He's the one that we look to for all things. And the gospel starts with God. And this song is really a prayer that God would occupy the eyes of our heart. Be thou my vision. Telling you the good news, God, man, Christ, response. God's the initiator. He's the sustainer. He's one day the judge. And God created us, God, man, God created us so that we'd be in a right relationship with him. He created us so that we'd know him, that we'd enjoy him, that we'd glorify him. And yet sin entered in. And there in the Garden of Eden, mankind chose to sin, and now that fellowship is broken. And yet when that fellowship is restored, there's great joy. And Psalm 100 says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. And when there's a right relationship with God, there's just such a great, great joy. This Irish tune just communicates the truths right out of Psalm 100. Psalm 100.
shout for joy unto the Lord. Worship him with gladness. Let all the earth bring songs of praise, telling of his greatness. Know that the Lord we praise is God. He is God our maker, and we are his, a people called sheep within his pasture. Oh, enter in his gates with praise, his courts with great thanksgiving. For he is good, his love endures morning after morning.
Though the purpose of man is to enjoy God, the purpose of man is to walk with God, sin enters in, right? Sin destroys. Sin. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Yeah, do we see it? Do we see it around us? Do people die because of sin? Do we see do relationships die because of sin? Do we see people's love for others die because of sin? Yes. Sin always brings death. Selfishness always brings pain. And so we deserve death. And yet Jesus Christ, God the Son, was sent by the Father, freely chose to come, and he allows his creation to crucify him. You're going to read the words as the folks sing, just this beautiful, beautiful hymn, And Can It Be, set to just an Irish tune that asks the question, how is it that God would die for me? But then follow along when it talks about our chains falling off and how we're set free through Jesus Christ.
Should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. He died for me who caused his pain, for me who caused his shame. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that God would die for me?
He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite, and his grace emptied himself and came in love and bled for Adam's sin and nature's night. Your precious death gave life to me. My dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose and followed Christ the King. My chains fell off, my heart was free. For God has rescued me. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus is all and He is mine. Alive in Him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach God's holy throne to praise the King, Christ my own. Bold I approach God's holy throne, for God has made me whole. For God has made me
Well, here's a good opportunity. Why don't you men come forward and let's have an offering. And if you could give what the Lord has asked you to, that's all I'd ask you to do. And help these folks to go on. They're going to Elko. They'll be at Grace Baptist in Elko Sunday, preaching on Easter Sunday. And so I appreciate your giving in the matter. And I thank you for being here. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time where, Lord, we can worship you by giving to you, Lord. And by giving to this group, they're going to be giving themselves to the gospel and to others. And so, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give from our hearts. And truly it is a love offering. We love them. And we thank you so much for bringing them here to our region. May you bless them and keep them. And Lord, may you give them many, many more opportunities to share the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
love to dismiss the boys and girls at this time. They can head on out with Miss Alicia. We'll send reinforcements soon. Four years old up to the sixth grade, you can head on back. You look a little older than four.
Sixth grade. Yeah.
Oh, some of you just readjusted. Wasn't that nice? Just to kind of get some new space. And hey, I want you to know out to the out on the way out, we have a little resource table, some of the teams. Music. There's a prayer card. Some of you were saying you'd pray for us. We would just appreciate it. And pray for us as we're trying to raise our kids on the road, trying to help just disciple on the folks that minister alongside us, as well as really the church planting in Salt Lake and just meetings like this. And so if you would pray for us, we would just be thrilled. And you can sign up on a little prayer update list, a little email update list if you'd like as well. And we'd sure appreciate that. Our team just got a CD in this week right here, God Who Saves, and so thankful for this. Got six songs on it, and it's just $5. That's all we're doing this one for this week. And then just some of the CDs that our team has done over the years, Each Day I Live, their previous one, and then Be Still, an instrumental, a lot of some of that beautiful music. And there is another sale CD, which we actually printed too many of these, and so if you want to add that on to anything else, you can. We also have, there's some of the fun music. Is there any more of that left? Nope, we're out. All right, so we used to have a CD with some of the fun music, but you guys just bought all that. And so I know where your priorities are. Got all that sacred stuff out there. All right, but anyway, we've got, that was a joke. But anyway, so it's bad when you have to say it's a joke, but we've got a free CD, actually, a guest CD. If you're here as a friend or a guest and somebody just brought you and don't really attend any of the churches here, we'd love to put in your hand a free CD. And it's just, it says five questions about eternity. You know, every single one of us have to answer the most basic questions like, where'd I come from? Where am I going? What's my purpose in life? And we just want to take the Bible, and I took out 12 minutes on here and just shared really all those answers from God's perspective. And so if you like one of these, I've got some, pastor's got some. Just come get one from us. They're free. And then there's five songs on here as well from the team. In fact, this next song they're getting ready to do is entitled O Love Divine. And you know, today being Good Friday, I love how Pastor said, why was Good Friday, why is it good? It's because it was bad for Jesus. And yet, do you know what he said? He despised the shame. You know, it says that he actually laid down his life freely. Jesus Christ gave himself so that you could have a right relationship with God. Greater love hath no man this, than he laid down his life for his friends. God shows his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, those are some great truths. For God so loved the world, right? And as they sing this next song, I just want you to contemplate that next word, God, man, Christ. Christ is the only way that sinful man can have a right relationship with God.
To die.
God-man Christ response. And as God reveals himself to us, as God really shows us our need of a Savior because of our sin, as he works in our lives, he demands really a willing response. And do you know at the end of the age that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? Now, that's not saying that it's a universalism. It's not saying that everyone will be saved at the end. What's that saying is that every knee shall bow. Every knee shall acknowledge that Jesus Christ alone is the Lord. And you know that we don't have to wait to the end of the age to be awestruck, that we can willingly come to the Lord right now based on who he is, what we've seen of Jesus, and we can ask him to be our Lord and Savior. And how much better would it be to come to Jesus today and find mercy than wait and see the Lord and find wrath? Aren't you glad that Jesus died so we can have a right relationship with God? You know, the team's going to sing, it's a familiar tune. You're going to catch it. The words are just great. They're going to sing it through a couple stanzas, and then they're going to invite you to join them in there towards the end, and we'll just all stand together and sing.
Please stand and join with us as we sing of our great Savior.
When on the day the great I am, the faithful and the true, the Lamb.
You may be seated.